Katya didn't want to come on this girl's trip to the beautiful vineyard in the small town in the lush countryside, but she's glad she came. She sips a beautiful glass of Pinot Grigio and feels the warm sun on her face, neck, and chest, closing her eyes. This is way better than how she felt all of 24 hours ago when her long-term boyfriend dumped her out of the blue. But it's hard to stay close to her friends. She can feel their pity even from here, standing off on the edge of the vineyard.
She opens her eyes, surprised to find their vineyard guide and sommelier, Cristiano, standing beside her. His rustic good looks have not gone unnoticed by Katya, nor have his manners. He has been incredibly attentive to her and her friends. She smiles.
Their official vineyard tour has ended, and now Cristiano has been pouring whites, reds, and local rosés for Katya and her progressively more and more drunk friends.
She looks over her shoulder, finding them not so subtly spying on the two of them. She shakes her head.
To her surprise, he offers her one of his big, strong hands.
She smiles, taking it, and follows him down a set of stairs.
Katya shivers as she follows Cristiano down the stairs to the wine cellar. It's dark and cool down here, not to mention she could get drunk off of the smell alone. But best of all, it's dead silent.
He turns on his heel to leave her, but she reaches out, grabbing his white shirt sleeve, feeling the strength of his forearm in her delicate hand. She smiles, swigging down the last of her wine.
He laughs, shaking his head. He nods and begins to walk down one of the many aisles of corked wine barrels.
She follows after him, delighted he's staying with her. She doesn't want to be alone. She just doesn't want to be surrounded by people feeling sorry for her with their puppy dog eyes. Besides, his ass looks great in his tight wash denim as he walks down the aisle. He looks back, beckoning her to follow. She obliges, her heels clattering in the wine cellar acoustics.
The further into the cellar they get, the colder Katya feels. She's dressed appropriately for the weather in her cotton mini dress, but down here she's shivering. Cristiano notices. He stops, taking her wine glass and setting it down. He takes her hands in his, rubbing them over hers for warmth. He gazes into her eyes as he does so, and then drops her hands.
She nods. Lost in the moment, he spies the barrel he was looking for. She joins him, grabbing her glass. He takes her glass, pulling the cork with a flourish and filling the glass elegantly.
He recorks the barrel and swirls the glass in his hand, smelling it. He brings it to his lips, tasting the glass and emitting a sound so primal that Katya feels it tremble between her sun-kissed legs.
He brings it to her lips and she parts her lips. They watch one another as she takes the liquid in her mouth.
She does so, feeling the ripeness coat her throat in a cozy purple blanket. She licks her lips, delighted with the taste. She reaches for the glass, but he holds it just out of reach.
She lunges for the glass playfully, but still he holds it out of reach. She grabs at his chest, hers against his, jumping and pressing up against him. He threads the fingers of his free hand through her hair, pulling gently.
He sets the glass down and runs down the aisle. Katya giggles, forgetting the wine completely and chasing after him. This is the most carefree she's felt in years. He's right. It is transportive. He turns downright, disappearing from view. She does the same and he catches her in his strong arms.
She kisses him deeply, tracing her tongue delicately around his, then with more force. His fingers find her hair again, pulling her head back and exposing her neck, which he bites with care. His other hand reaches beneath her mini dress, grabbing her ass and pushing her against the cool stone wall. He feels her wet pussy through the thin fabric of her white panties and she gasps. She feels the outline of his cock pressing against her thigh through his jeans. She strokes it. She needs it.
She gets down on her knees, unzipping his jeans and revealing his hard cock.
She takes it in her mouth, taking him deeper than he ever knew she might. He moans in euphoria.
He pulls out, bringing her up towards him again, pressing her against the wall. He strokes her pussy through her panties and she moans loudly.
He brings his fingers to his mouth, sucking her off of him. He groans in delight.
He traces her wet mouth with his wet fingers. His other hand grips her head with gentle force. She leans into it, enjoying this fantasy of succumbing to his sommelier expertise.
He puts his fingers in her mouth, deep, like she took his hard cock. While he does this, he grinds his cock against her inner thigh.
She does what she's told, her pussy throbbing in want all the while. He takes his fingers out of her mouth and slides them inside her panties and deep inside her, finger-fucking her against the cool wall.
She swallows her taste down.
He lays her down across a nearby barrel, pulling off her panties and spreading her legs. As he pushes inside of her, he fills her moaning mouth with her white, wet panties.